You can see these signs across the state, and now the state legislature is considering how much to cap the interest payday lenders can charge for their services. Anita Hofschneider has today's reality check from Civil Beat.
Aloha, Bethan.
We have talked in past a lot about these payday lenders who charge exorbitant interest rates, you know, 459%, I think, is the latest, and other states which have tried to cap them. What have they seen as a result of those caps? Do they in fact have an effect on the lender, on those who need the loans themselves, or do they simply just get used to whatever it might be and go with it?
Well, the results are mixed, but a recent article in Governing, which is a nonpartisan policy magazine, found that when payday lending was limited in Minnesota, consumers initially flocked to online payday lenders, but eventually stopped using them. So they eventually started getting used to using other options, such as borrowing from friends and family.
Which has its own issues, but we're not going to go there for the moment. So what you're really saying is that in some ways people began to wean themselves off of these services because it wasn't something that they wanted to do anymore. That's not necessarily great news for the people who would like to keep them hooked to the payday loans. I can't imagine that those who are here in Hawaii are terribly happy about this idea of limiting the interest rate to 36%.
Yes, companies that do provide payday loans are really concerned about this bill from Senator Ross Baker, which would cap the rates at 36% annual percentage interest rate, because they say that that'll essentially drive them out of business, especially when it comes to the cost of having a brick and mortar store with employees, providing health care, that type of thing. They say that they just wouldn't be able to make it work. And their argument is that if they go out of business, the consumers will lose access to this product because the people who come to them for payday loans tend to not have the credit scores to be able to qualify for loans from banks.
But after what you just said a moment ago about how caps have operated in other states, that would seem not to be true.
Yes, so consumer advocates and Senator Baker they say that now that these caps have been passed in 17 states as well as the District of Columbia, consumers there are still able to make it work. They still are able to find loans through other means, and so they don't think it's would necessarily be bad for Hawaii to be able to cap this rate. In fact, they say it would be a good thing because consumers wouldn't be drawn to these loans, which seem like they are just short-term loans, two-week loans or a month-long loan. But in many cases, consumers can end up paying off the loans for months or even years, which is where the 459% annual rate comes into play.
Which is why so many social justice advocates have been saying that these things are bad news altogether, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to see what happens with these with this measure and if, in fact, we see a cap on these bills, on the interest rate. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
And Anita Hofschneider is a reporter with Civil Beat, today joining us with a reality check.